Hello, this is the Friar. I am delighted to be with you on this Monday, June 14th, 2021. I hope you're having a magnificent day. I was at ordinations this weekend, and or in ordination actually, and it's just always so exciting when someone starts their full-time ministry as a priest of the church. And so I'm just grateful and thankful to God for this brother, this Dominican brother who was ordained a priest this weekend. I'm very, very happy for him, for his province, and for our order. And so there you are. Reminder that you can subscribe to the Friar podcast or sign up for our newsletter by going to our website, thefriar.org. You'll see things there. Put your email address in at the top. You can subscribe and receive our email, our newsletter, and be notified with new content. There are links to the many podcast providers that carry our podcast. So you can click on one of those and click subscribe. If you do, if you'd rate it, that would be doubly blessing for me. And I'd be grateful. Helps other people to discover us, the more people that can rate it. So thank you. This is Meditation Monday. And so we are getting ready for the upcoming Sunday readings. These would be the readings for the 12th Sunday in Ordinary Time, June 20th. So just a little stirring the pot, getting our prayer life, our reflection, our meditation for the upcoming week kind of ready, I think. That's at least the goal, and so hopefully this will be that way for you. What do you expect from God? This Sunday's Gospel shows us the silence of God. And there can be times in our lives when we wonder why God seems not only distant, but absent. The disciples experience this even though they are in the very presence of God. Jesus is in the boat, but Jesus is asleep. And the storm must have been especially fierce since even experienced fishermen were afraid. Our lives, too, can be filled with storms and difficulties that terrify us. So many people can have lives that are broken. They can feel alone, afraid, terrified. They can believe that no one, not even God, cares about them. Maybe you feel that way. Maybe in your life you feel alone, or abandoned, or afraid, with no one to turn to. It is why we so often need to pray for each other. Because life can be very, very hard. But just as Jesus does with his disciples, so too he does for us. He gently reminds them that he is God. He asks about their faith. He is the loving God who never, ever abandons us. He loves us in all we do. Even when we feel alone, we are never really alone. And we can have everyday experiences where we sense the absence from others, even though we know they are in our lives. For example, married couples, even though they know they are loved by each other, can still feel lonely. Even though I have close friends, I can still feel separated from them or distant from them. We can find ourselves in a big crowd and still feel absolutely alone. Why is this? Because other people are just that, other. And our God is the ultimate other in our lives. What does all this mean? Our lives are always the attempt to always wish the best for others. That's what we should do. Even when we might only be able to see what is best for us. A husband might ask his wife to do something not because it is good for his wife, but because it is something only he really wants to do. We might want our friends to do something with us not because it would be good for all of us, but because it is something we selfishly want. And we can do the same thing in our prayer life, too. In making our prayer to God, we can limit our requests by our limited view of what is good for us. I try to thank God for the difficulties in my life because they can serve as reminders to us, to me, that I need God. We need God. We must depend upon God. They can serve as ways that help us to see more clearly ways to grow in trust and faith. Of course, this is not easy. Far from it. While I try to do the things I mentioned above, I fail more than I succeed. I try to remember that I should consider the good of my community or my friends or my colleagues, yet I still find myself too often thinking only of myself. And when it comes to God, I still find myself all too often wondering why God does not want to do what I want him to do, rather than seeking to discover and to follow his will for me. What do you expect from God? Take some time this week to consider this question, what you expect from God, so that you may grow closer to God and to live more fully in his presence. Thank you so much for joining us today. Tomorrow we have the Friar Book Club, so chapters 3 to 5 of Augustine's Confessions, so do join us. Let's pray for each other. I do pray for you, and may God bless you.